zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Off against Watsonville Aggie, the second game of a three-game weekend series here. It will be Lucas Pettingill getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson to face off against Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies. The starting lineups are being announced. We'll have the anthem coming to you momentarily. Yeah, the Colt 45s 1-0 on the year after last night, doing a ton of damage in the first inning with three runs, but then the fourth and eighth inning, They scored 5 runs in both of those frames. And that was enough to have their way with Watsonville, who scored 2 runs in the 3rd frame and the 7th as well, taking advantage of the walks and the hit-by-pitch. We're here on Rodeo Night. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, but also the 2026 Caught Stealing Bonanza, sponsored by Banner Bank and Valley Construction. Each time our Colt 45's catcher throws out an opponent, will draw a ticket. The holder will write their name and phone number on the ticket, which will go into a secure container. The ticket will be pulled on Fan Appreciation Night, August 1st, for a prize of $500. 500 big ones to whomever wins out on Fan Appreciation Night, always the last night of the season. Now both teams have had their lineups announced as they stand on their respective foul lines. We'll have the anthem coming to you in just 1 second here. That's a presentation of the colors first by a couple of forces, with riders on them, of course, making their way out here on North State Rodeo Night. Our anthem singer make her way out as well.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so gladly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the rampart watched were so gallantly streaming?
That was Acacia McDaniel with tonight's anthem here on Rodeo Appreciation Night.
And return to the rear of the parade, playing their signatures.
As we will now get ready to begin and get underway here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Again, this is Jake Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, as well as Spencer Schlange on with us next weekend. I'll be looking forward to having another voice on the air with me. Add that little extra entertainment factor of another voice on the air. Last night, Watsonville lost by a score of 13-4, the Colt 45s getting their first win on the year. And for the Colt 45s, it will be Lucas Pettingill to face off against Adrian Leone. For the Aggies, A.J. Lehapava will start in center field, followed up by Charlie Kawada in right, and then Amani Wilson at first base, batting third. Then Caden Smith, the DH, in the cleanup spot, followed by Noah Pang at third base. Then Ty Crawford at short. Anthony Rael, the catcher. Luke Miramontes will be the second baseman. And then rounding out the lineup, Robert Williams will be in left field. That's Lehapava in center, Kawada in right, Wilson at first, Smith the DH, Pang at third, Crawford at short, Rael the catcher, Miramontes at second base, and Williams in left field behind Adrian Leon. Then, for the Colt 45, Stamiko Parker will lead off and play left field, followed by Braden Chirito in center field, batting second. And then Nicholas Cabareo at third base, batting third, followed by Andrew Mora after a solo shot last night. He's earned the cleanup spot for the Colt 45s. Then Preston Conklin will be behind him at shortstop, followed by Patrick Bowen Jr., the DH. And then Mark Anthony Carroll will be at second base, batting seventh, followed by Arthur Chavez, the catcher, the battery mate of Lucas Pettingill tonight. And then batting ninth, Timmy Ayers in right field. Again, Parker in left, Chirito in center, Cabareo at third, Mora at first, Conklin at short, Bowen Jr., the DH, Carroll at second, Chavez, the catcher, and Ayers patrolling right field for the Overton, Nevada native out of CSU San Bernardino, 6'3", 195 for the young kid. As the meeting out there with the managers is possibly coming to a close as they chat things over extensively in the middle of their confabulation. As we await the start of this ball game. Again, following last night's thriller that ended up turning to a 3 hour and 25 minute thriller. As the Colt 45s donning the yellow tops, white bottoms for the Watsonville Aggies. White bottoms and white tops. Lucas Pettingill from CSU San Bernardino set to go there this upcoming season. Still just awaiting the start of this ball game with tonight's sponsor, Redding Heating and Air, the sponsor of the ball game. Andrew Mora last night in his first at-bat of the year got the first home run of the year for the Colt 45s. Last year in 35 games, he batted .302 with 38 RBIs, 31 walks, 8 doubles, and 2 home runs. So he's already 50% of the way there for his home run total from last year. As Andrew Mora last night went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Nicholas Cabareo in the 3 spot went 3-for-5. Had a great night at the plate. Pitching last night from the Colt 45s wasn't exactly phenomenal, but the scoreboard says otherwise. There was a lot of walks and a handful of hits given up. 7 hits. The Colt 45 scored 13 runs on 11 hits with 2 errors. They left 7. Watsonville had 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left a total of 8. So if you really look at the scorecard, Colt 45 just got the front end of the stick, but or the Watsonville Aggies, rather, got the front end of the stick. As we're going to cut to break here for just a second before we bring you tonight's live edition of Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. because here we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We have a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball coming to you momentarily as they conclude their warm-up out there on the field. Shadows just beginning to cover the left field side of the diamond, and covering all of home plate and pretty much to the pitcher's mound. Lucas Pettingill will be tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, getting the baseball from head coach Bob Anderson, facing off against Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies. The Colt 45s 1-0 on the year after last night's 13-4 victory over the Watsonville Aggies. The defense behind Mr. Pettingill will be Cabareo at third, Conklin at short, Carroll at second, or at first. Chavez will be his battering mate behind the dish. And then Parker, Chirito, and Ayers left to right field, patrolling that beautiful green grass out here at Tiger Field. Clear skies overhead, sitting right about 78 degrees here. And it is a beautiful night for baseball. No winds really at all. Just maybe a slight breeze, but those flags out there in center field above the batter's eye, the black section of the all yellow wall, otherwise not moving an inch. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 370 to the right center wall, and then 358 to left center to the left of the scoreboard out there. 406 to straightaway center. Here's the first pitch from AJ Lehepava as we get underway here. And that one misses low. First pitch comes in at 722. And we are underway from Tiger Field. A 1-0 count. The Colt 45s donning the yellow tops, white bottoms. The Aggies with the white and white with the red lettering across the chest. Lehepava with the really open stance deep in the box. Red Sox up high. Takes ball two up and away. Now peering in. Working from the third base side of the rubber is Pettingill. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Here's a chopper toward third. Coming in. Glove. Caballero on the run. Throw to first. Not in time. Be an infield single for Lehepava. Just a deadbeat roller stuck on that grass, and Camarillo charging it, but only so much time to make a strong throw there, and that's the way our ball game begins. An infield single for Lehepava as Charlie Kawada will step up to the plate.
Lehepava last night with 1-for-4. Reached on a walk, fielder's choice, E5, and then had a single in the ninth. First pitch to the right hand hitting Charlie Kawada, the right fielder. Runner goes straight on to second base on a hop by Chavez. Tag a fly ball dropped by the shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll. That's the second baseman, rather. Mark Anthony Carroll. Throw was a little bit late. Great jump from Lehepava to get the steal. As Kawada now working a 1-0 count. Open stance, deep in the box for the right one hitting Kawada. This one misses upstairs for ball two. Great velocity from Pettingill. Sounds good and looks good, just can't seem to locate the zone this early in the ballgame so far. Two balls and no strikes here in a scoreless top of the first inning. We've just gotten underway here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. She will. All the way to the backstop. Carrington's back off the umpire. Gloved by Chavez, but taking third in the process. On the wild pitch is Lehepava. And all of a sudden, the first run of this very young ball game is 90 feet away at third base. Now, Chavez is going to go hand deliver this baseball as well and has a little chat with his pitcher, Pettingill, trying to get him to settle in. Three balls and no strikes to Charlie Kawada. Amani Wilson on deck. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Pettingill. Right through the heart, called strike one by the home plate umpire, Cam Wright. Infield shifted slightly to pull on the right-hand hitter. The 3-1, this is high and tight for ball four, and that will put runners at the corners for Amani Wilson, who had a couple of singles last night and, I believe, a couple of RBIs as well. He gets a sign from his third base coach, head coach, Ken Nakagawa. A wide stance for the righty, slightly open. Pettingill out of the stretch with the runners at the corners. 45's looking for two on the infield. They'll surrender the run if they get one. This one's bounced in the dirt, smothered by the catcher, and he'll pounce on it, but taking second base is Kawada. That takes away the double play. That will draw the infield in for the 45s. I take that back. They're not going to shift the infield in with runners second and third. They're going to shade both their infielders up the middle. Everyone else at normal depth. A little bit to pull, including Mora over there at first. This one misses up and away for ball two. Strike zone, a little bit of a issue here for Pettingill. Working from the third base side of the rubber. Appears in, now comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0. Some foul up and into the parking lot. Strike one. And off a car to the dismay of the crowd, which you might have heard. Two and one, nobody out. Runners on second and third. The outfield shaded just a couple of steps toward left and pulled in just a little bit. 2-1, foul toward the dugout. Look out, everyone ducking out of the way and dodging that baseball as it came flying in off the bat of Amani Wilson. So a little bit late on that one. Shot it all the way into the dugout. Exit velocity of about 90 miles an hour, it seemed like. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left center. Giving chase is Parker right to the scoreboard on the run. Handles it. Will throw back in. And throw to third is going to be offline. Tagging up on the play is Lehapava and Kawada as well. Moves to third. So sacrifice fly for Amani Wilson. Ball was hit a ton, but it just seemed to keep on hanging up. And then just all of a sudden fell out of the sky, it seemed like. Great play by Parker out there in left field to chase down that baseball. One out, runner on third. For the right-hand hitting Caden Smith, the designated hitter for the Aggies. He went 0 for 4 last night. It's a first pitch ball here. Right-hand hitter. With a slightly open stance. This one in the dirt, kept in front of him by Chavez. Two balls and no strikes as remaining at third was Kawada. The 2-0, wing and miss. One strike with one out here in a 1-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies now lead here in the top of the first frame. Noah Pang on deck should the inning continue for the Aggies. The 2-1. It's a ground ball up the middle, moving to his left, gliding back line second base, bobbled, and everybody's going to be safe. Kawada comes in to score, and Smith safe at first on the infield single. He likely would have beat it out. It was a great job by Conklin moving to his left back behind the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass, but just couldn't play it clean enough. Ended up kicking it around a little bit in the process. So that puts a runner on first. He'll be held on by Mora, as Noah Pang with a wide open stance playing third base tonight for the Aggies. First pitch to him, misses low on the off speed. Noah Pang last night at second base had two singles and a walk. It was 2-for-4 on the night with the free pass. At 445 is a double play depth. They have Mark Anthony Carroll and Conklin, the second baseman and shortstop, shaded up the middle. As this one catches the inside corner. Or called strike one. So it'll even count up at 1-ball, 1-strike. It's a wide open stance. Here's a 1-1. Fouled up and over the first base dugout where the Watsonville Aggies currently reside. Count moves to 1-ball and 2-strikes on Noah Pang. Second base to third tonight. One ball at 2 strikes, 1 out. Mora holding on. The runner on first, that's Smith. Here's the 1-2. Chops foul back to the Watsonville dugout. They've already been busy tonight. Had a handful of balls come their way. Here's the 1-2 again from Penningill as he gets sun climbs back up to the rubber from the third base side. Kicks and delivers to the right-hand hitting Pang. Right down the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. Gone. Well, looking. There's two gone for the runner on first. Ty Crawford to the plate. And with that runner on first being held on by Mora. Ty Crawford getting his first start of the year for Watsonville. First pitch to him, waved at on away as a box is called. So no balls and 1 strike. And I take that back. That pitch does not count. So no balls, no strikes. Runner on second from the box. Now this one waved at for strike one. There's the 0-1. This is wide, even up the count. One ball and 1 strike to Ty Crawford, the shortstop. Knees slightly bent, a very vertical stance for the righty. It open. So 1-1, runner goes, taking inside throwdown by Tevez is not in time. Safe at third. With the stolen base is Caden Smith. So, looked like the throw got there. It was a bang-bang play over there at third. Then the umpire was waiting to see if Caballero was able to hold onto the ball on the throw from Chavez. Here's a 2-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Crawford chased it down the way. Strike three, rather. And that's the way the top of the first comes to an end. We're scoreless with the 2-0. The Colt 45s have yet to score, rather. And they'll be coming up in the bottom half of tonight's game. It's sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. We need help fast. Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
You're at the top of your game. You belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple...
Everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. 2-0, the Watsonville Aggies lead. We're 45 plus to climb back from a deficit here. So, throw down the Watsonville Aggies complete their warm up. Payne, Crawford, Miramontes, and Wilson around the horn from third to first. As Eric Winchester gets some. Friends in the crowd. D'Amico Parker will lead things off here, the left fielder. First pitch on the right, a line shot right at the left fielder coming in for it into a slide and makes the catch. A very loud out there, but hit absolutely on the screws. First pitch swinging by D'Amico Parker for out number one. Now it's going to be the left hand hitting Braden Chiarito. With the socks up high. We're in a 2-0 ball game. It was a first pitch from the righty Adrian Leone, taken for a called strike one. On deck is Nicholas Caballero. The 0-1. So, line shot on a couple of hops, gobbled up by the shortstop Crawford. Flips to first in time for the 6-3. Quickly, two away. We'll bring up Nicholas Caballero for the Colts 45s. Nicholas Caballero last night with a couple of hits. Batting in that three spot. Three hits, rather. Went 3-for-5 last night. It's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter from Adrian Leone. Also, the outfielders patrolling left to right, Williams, Leopava, and Kawada for the Watsonville Aggies. Here's the 0-1. Chopped up towards foul territory. Right fielder giving chase, but it's going to land on top near the cages out there in right field. Thought it was going to land on top. The right fielder, Kawada, giving chase. Just nowhere near enough time to get there. He was shaded a little bit toward that left center gap, out toward the 370 mark way out there. No balls and two strikes to Caballero. Here's the 0-2. From Leone. This is high. One ball and two strikes. With two outs, here in a 2-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies lead. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Misses inside. Makes the count 2-2. Andrew Mora on deck should the inning continue. Now the 2-2 delivery from Leone. Fouled up and away, out of play. Way out there. And dunks off a car. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Here's a 2-2 again with a new baseball. This one's popped up toward right, shallow, playable for Kawada coming in, drifting with it, and will squeeze it for the out. And the side is retired. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Redding Heating and Air, fast AC repairs and installation by local experts. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call
530-723-3900.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
And welcome back. It's a strikeout to open things up here on Anthony Rael. Got him swinging 3 straight Ks for Pettingill. As Luke Miramontes will step up to the plate now. Left-hand hitter. Robert Williams also 2 up at 9 spot. This one's foul tipped back to the screen. No balls and 1 strike. After that foul tip, Luke Miramontes, the second baseman, sporting the number 0. Here's the 0-1 to him from Pettingill. Misses low and away. Now Pettingill deep breaths. Shadows covering pretty much all of the field apart from deep left center field and pretty much all of right field. He's a 1-1. This is low. Breaking ball again. Two balls and one strike. With one out and nobody on here. The top of the second inning of a 2-0 ball game that Watsonville leads as this one misses in the dirt for ball three. Clear blue skies overhead, some clouds off to the far north, northeast or so. Northwest, rather. Some to the northeast as well. Swing and a miss for strike two. That'll fill the count up. Now the payoff delivery from Pettingill to the left-hand hitting Miramontes. This is wide for ball four, and Miramontes works the walk and ends the three straight K's reign for Pettingill. It's the first walk issued by Pettingill. So it's three bases that end up piling up. As we saw last night, a handful of walks given by the Colt 45s, and Watsonville able to take advantage of it, but not fully. They only scored four runs last night. Colt 45s doing the opposite. This one's caught on missed for strike one. Robert Williams swinging right through it. A 0-1 count with one out. The Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Miramontes. This one swung on and fouled up over our heads. Right toward the Colt 45 entrance and bounces around in the parking lot where a fan almost makes a catch on a couple of pops. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Peering in as Pettingill comes set, working from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball away. For out number two. That is the fourth strikeout for Pettingill. Right in half as many innings. As the top of the order and A.J. LaPava will step up to the plate. Getting his second try at Lucas Pettingill. Runner goes, so taken low. Go down to second base. Tag applied. In time! As Arthur Chavez nabs the runner Miramontes on the caught stealing. 2-6 on the play. And the side is retired. No run score on no hits. The runner being thrown out after 1.5 innings complete. It's 2-0. Watsonville leads 4-4.5. You need help fast. Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old fashioned service, modern day solutions in Reading, California, and the surrounding areas.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Bottom of the second inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Andrew Mora working an 0-1 count after the first pitch was taken in the dirt for ball one. Bringing on this one, hit in the air towards center, playable for the center fielder, Leopava, but he's going to have to play it on a hop, and Mora is aboard with a single on the 1-0 pitch. Able to take that pitch away, drive it toward left center, got it to sink in front of Leopava and Williams, who were converging on it. Got it down in front of both of them. And that will bring up Preston Conklin, shortstop tonight for the Colt 45s. Conklin last night went 3-for-5 with a stolen base. Here's a first pitch to the right end hitting Conklin. This is low. Mora on the secondary lead broke and then went back to first. Almost drew a back pick from Rael, Anthony Rael, the catcher and the battery mate of Adrian Leon, the right-hand pitcher, working from the first base side of the rubber for the Watsonville Aggies, who are at double play depth, traded up the middle, looking for two with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. This one misses up and in for ball two. 2-0 to the right-hand hitting Conklin. Here on a beautiful night for baseball. Sunny in 77 degrees as the sun has now begun its descent back behind us on the third base side. Pickoff attempt over to first, not in time. Diving back with the right hand to the back side of the bag is Andrew Mora. Right hand hitter Conklin with the even stance, working a 2-0 count. Shadows covering all parts of the field now. The 2-0, breaking ball misses upstairs. A little off-speed, thrown way up high. Just some blotches of sun here or there out in center field and then parts of right field between the foul line and the right fielder playing straight up. Center fielder, they have Pava shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 3-0 delivery. Right to the heart, called strike one. Mora on first base, had a stolen base last night. He does that here. He'll take away the double play. There's a 3-1 pitch from Leon. It's popped up back behind us. Way out of play toward the bocce ball courts.
In the ball bocce last year, Pacific Industries, the third generation fan of the old Phil's songs.
Now, Phil's with 3 balls and 2 strikes to Conklin. Payoff. Foul back up and toward the crowd, but a little bit beyond. Over toward the parking lot. As the count remains full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. You're in the bottom of the second of a 2-0 ball game that the Watsonville Aggies are currently winning. The payoff, fouled up again. A look and a little bit of a chase, but it's going to land behind the dugout. Now with a new baseball. recommending Conklin and pitcher Adrian Leone exchange some happy phrases, laughing with each other, just enjoying the epic battle here. 3-2 to the right-hand hitter after a couple of foul balls. With nobody out, runner on first, Aggies looking for two on the infield. Here's the payoff yet again in this bottom of the second. As a check swing fouled up the first baseline, and coming down the first baseline is Amani Wilson, charges it and then tags the runner out, but Mora moves up to second base. So the three unassisted will bring up Patrick Bowen Jr. of the Colt 45s, a left-hand hitter. Waves the bat back and forth. Now ready, says Adrian Leon. Checks the runner at second. That's Mora, who's in scoring position now, as this breaking ball is going to hit the leg of Bowen Jr., and he'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. Quite literally just as Chad Johnson, our public address announcer, said, takes one for the team. Just standing there and wearing it on the thigh. Right leg. That's Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate now. So runners at first and second. The infield is going to play behind them. Getting just looking for two on the infield. First pitch to righty Mark Anthony Carroll. Fouled back to the over the dugout, actually. Kerem's into the parking lot. We were in a 2-0 ball game that the Washington Aggies currently lead. 2-0 in the bottom of the second, with runners at first and second. Here's the 0-1 to Mark Anthony Carroll, the right-hand hitter from Adrian Leone, who checks the runners, kicks and deals, misses the way. Leon pitching out of the stretch. One and one. Both runners with a significant lead, their respective bases. On a 1-1, this is low. Spin run, both the second baseman Miramontes and the shortstop Crawford trying to keep Mora close to second. Also staying shaded up the middle. The first baseman, Wilson, playing back behind the runner at first. That's Patrick Bowen Jr., who's about six steps off the bag at first. Here's a 2-1. This is upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike with one out. Yeah, and checks the runners again, kicks and deals a 3-1, breaking ball, hit into the parking lot, back up over our heads. Count moves to 3-2. Mark Anthony Carroll last night went 1-for-5, got that double in the 8th. Off. Yet again. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. We have a wake-up call right there to everyone sitting right behind home plate. Now for the new baseball. Leon Reddy's. Appears in the Carroll. Kicks. Whoa, and a throwback to second base. Tag applied. Not in time. Mora had to react quickly. Dive in there with both hands. Just barely got in there safely. That was about as close as it gets. A bang-bang play over there at second base.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
3-2, 2-0 here in the bottom of the second with one out. Here's the payoff pitch to Carroll. Chopped up for the first base coach's box. First baseman Imani Wilson settles underneath it in foul territory, and everyone will have to retrace their steps. Mora was breaking on the play, had to get back to second base, and Mark Anthony Carroll pops out for out number two. Now Arthur Chavez at the plate, the catcher tonight for Oakland 45. Left-hand hitter.
Arthur Chavez.
Infield still playing behind the runners. Crawford, the shortstop, keeping Mora close at second. Breaking ball floats in there on the inside corner right at the knee. Called strike one. Now the 0-1. Bounces it in there, smothered by the catcher, Rael, to keep it in front of him. One ball and one strike. With two outs and the runners on first and second. Here's a pitch from Leon. Now, off the foot, the front foot of Chavez, and that's gonna, he's gonna walk that one off. Little saunter around the pitcher. Leon is gonna also go for a little stroll just to allow the batter some time in this case. Do his due diligence, and the home plate umpire, Cam Wright, is also gonna dust off home plate. Give him that extra time. Very uncomfortable strike two. One ball and two strikes. Leon comes set, kicks and deals the 1-2. Right there on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three call. And the side is retired. The 445s get a hit, they score none, and they strand a pair. As Watsonville Aggies lead by a score of 2-0 after two. When you need help fast, Fred at Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. That's Cold Fast Service Modern Solutions in Redding, California, and the surrounding areas of Redding.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air.
We are just looking.
Welcome back to top of 3 years. At Daggerfield, first pitch, Karen Glover with the backstop. Four ball one to the top of the order. AJ Lehapava, who was the batter in the second inning, but caught stealing was Miramontes to end things there. So we'll lead things off here in the third. This one's grounded toward the shortstop on the backhand. Conklin throws the first in time for the 6-3. Making a very tough play. Look routine right there for Conklin on the backhand of the 5-6 hole. Playing his feet, made a strong throw to first in time for out number one. Now it's the right hand Charlie Kawada to the lead, who walked and came around to score his first time up. It's the first pitch from Pettingill. Breaking ball misses low in the dirt. Cams up against the netting. Ball one to the right fielder. Two balls and no strikes with one out. This one bounces in there again for ball two. Ball three, rather, according to the scoreboard. My apologies. So 3-0 to the right-hand hitter. Take it back 2-0. There we go. I did have the count correct. Scoreboard fixed. Here's the 2-0 from Lucas Pettingill. It's a line shot towards center and played back on a couple of hops. It's going to be a base hit for Kawada with a wide turn at first with a clean single. As Monty Wilson will step up to the plate now, who had that sacrifice fly back in the first. Got the Hippava to score. Looking all the way out to the Tiger Field scoreboard out there in left center field, just to the right of the 358 mark, so probably hit about 354 feet. Pettingill comes set, run on first, being held on by Mora. So this throw escapes the clutches of the catcher all the way to the backstop, taking second base. On the pass ball will be Charlie Kawada. Now the double play no longer in order. It's a 1-0 count on Wilson. Right-hand hitter with a shin guard on the front leg. There's a 1-0. Right to the heart. Ball is strike one to even the count up. All level now at one apiece. Here in a 2-0 top of the third, Watsonville with the third run of the ball game in scoring position. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Runner goes. The third throw down is not going to be in time. It was offline. A great play by the third baseman Cavarello, moving to his right infield territory on the backhand, able to pick it. But safe at third with the stolen base is Kawada. Very big jump on the play as well. Now it's two balls and one strike. To the right hand hitting Monty Wilson. There's the 2-1 as the corners are drawn in. Swing and miss for strike two. That evens the count up to two balls and two strikes. Pennington bending at the waist now. Comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2. Rears back. There's a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Bring him up. Strike three called. Amani Wilson caught a looking for the fifth K from Pettingill.
She's turned the crowd light off. It doesn't do any good.
Now there's one away.
You should hear it.
Two away, rather.
So you know what I mean. You can hear one person. You can't tell there's a crowd at all.
With the runner on third, we're in a 2-0 ball game. First pitch swing and a miss. Put on a miss by Caden Smith, who singled his last time up. No balls and one strike. Brennan hitting Smith with an open stance. Fastball just misses low. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one. Pettingill comes set. Kicks deals for Mrs. Lowe off the glove of Chavez, but keeps it close and in front of him. His count moves to two balls and one strike. Pettingill walked up the mound, rubbed up the baseball for a second. Now comes Sedeci. Speared in, gets a sign. The 2-1. This is inside. Watched Chavez set up inside. And they're going to say it hit Chavez, so he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. As Noah Pang will come to the plate now. Eric Winchester will take a stroll on off the mound, chat things up with Pettingill. Runners at the corners. With two outs here in the top of the third. Washingtonville leads by a score of 2-0. A lot more competitive thus far through the ball game than it was last night. By this point, last night it was a 3-2 ball game. The Colt 45s were leading, but they had quite a stagnant offense. Still scored 3 runs, but tonight, very different story. Stagnant offense, yes, but no runs to show in any regard. Unlike last night where they were able to take advantage of a lot of things happening despite not really getting a lot of hits versus tonight, no hits and no runs, which is typical of baseball. It's usually how it should work, but sometimes those walks and hit batsmen and wild pitches all stacking up, all of a sudden you have 3 runs on the board and no hits in the process. That's going to be the right-hand hitting Noah Kang, who struck out looking his last time up. One of the 5 Ks of Pettingill tonight. The infield shifted just a couple of steps to pull. Vara holding on the runner at first. That's Caden Smith. This one's hit in the air towards center, played on a hop, and trotting in to score is Kawada. Moving up to second is Smith, and an RBI single for Noah Pang. First pitch swinging. That will bring up Ty Crawford, who struck out swinging his first time up. Pettingill. Peering in at Chavez. He comes set after getting a sign. Facing off against Ty Crawford, the shortstop. This is the first pitch from Pettingill. Shot toward third on the backhand and taking it himself on the fielder's choice. 5 unassisted to erase the lead runner, Caden Smith, is the way this inning comes to a close. 1 run on a couple of hits, but they left 2. So Watsonville Ike, as they add 1 more run of insurance, it's 3-0 through 2.5 here from Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding. Heating and air, just a reminder for everyone in Redding to stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application.
Line batter, going to be the top fielder in DeMeco Parker and Brandon Chiarito. Here's the 0-1 from Leon. Misses low and in. Keeping the count up at 1-1. With nobody out here in the bottom of the third, Watsonville packed one on in the top half of the frame. So they now lead by 3. Here's the 1-1 from Leon. Just misses the bottom part of the zone. Adrian Leon from Monterey Peninsula College. Here's a 2-1 delivery from him, working from that first base side of the rubber. It's now officially sunset here at Tiger Field. Shadows covering all of the field. This one misses low and in for ball 3. Green 1. The left hand hitting Ayers takes a deep breath. Now Reddy's climbs back into the box. Wide stance, slightly open for the lefty. Beyond winds and deals the 3-1. Right on the outside corner at the knee. It filled the count up 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reared back and threw a fastball in there. Dotted it right on the outside corner, painting the black. Now the payoff. Out of the windup from Adrian Leon. Another fastball right there on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Got him looking. As Ayers was getting ready to take off the protective gear and take first base, but instead he'll head back to the dugout after out number 1. Now it's going to be the right hand hitting left fielder DeMeco Parker. Hit one right on the screws, but it was right at Williams out there patrolling left field. It was a great catch by Robert Williams out there. Leon winds and deals, bounces it in there, cans off the catcher for the backstop for ball 1. One ball and no strikes. Open stance for the righty, DeMeco Parker. This one's fouled back to the screen. Swung on, huge cut. Just got a piece of it. Now 1-1. Parker climbs back into the box. Hits the bat back and forth. Now ready for that wide stance. The open stance. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Leon. Fastball. Just inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Left-hand hitting Brandon Chiarito on deck. And the 2-1 from the first base side of the rubber. Bounced it in the dirt. For ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. To DeMeco Parker. Who lined out in the first. And last night, went 0-for-3 with a couple of sacrifice flies. Here's a 3-1. Check swing. Misses upstairs. Didn't go around on it. He'll take first base on the 3 pass. Now the left hand hitting Braden Chiarito to the plate. Hit by pitch for something to 0-45. Typically take advantage of in that history here at Tiger Field, at least. pretty much any ballgame, too, if you can take advantage of those free passes. Infield moves to double play depth. Big lead over there by huge cut and miss by Chiarito for strike one. Huge lead over there by Parker being held on by Wilson. About 3.5-4 steps off the bag. Strides off the bag. Now just three. A pretty moderate lead. A couple of stutter steps. Looks like he's looking to go. Here's the 0-1. But instead of throw back to first base and diving to the backside of the bag as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. Still a long way away from taking full effect, but on his shadows have covered pretty much all of the field and beyond as the crepuscule hour has hit. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Leon. Runner goes, and it's fouled back to the screen for strike two. And D'Amico Parker had a huge jump on that as well. He was about halfway. Adrian Leon was into his windup. Leon now working from the stretch, rather, so I should say in his movement towards first, rather. It's about halfway through. It's set to release the baseball, and D'Amico Parker was already over halfway to second base. Here's the 0-2. Parker not going. Breaking ball floated in there. Just misses over the high. For ball one. One ball and two strikes. Nicholas Cavarello on deck. Here in the bottom of the third of a 3-0 ball game. The 1-2 delivery from Adrian Leon. Popped up. Out territory, third base side. Fair territory now, and drifting with it is Noah Pang, and he'll settle in underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Holding it first is D'Amico Parker. Now it's the right hand hitting Nicholas Cavarello to the plate. Mile high pop up. Dancing with it was Noah Pang. Initially looked like it was going to end up over here on the third base side in the crowd and be a free souvenir for a fan, but then kind of spun back more toward fair territory. Parker not going. He's a line shot toward right. Playable. It's going to be played on a hop. Now the throw to third on the fly is going to go into the Cliff 45 dugout and into second base. There's Parker into third safely. Into second base is Cavarello. That's a broken bat. Opposite field single plus advance on the throw by Cavarello. Hit it right on the screws. But just busted that wooden bat. Just a reminder, we're playing in a wooden bat league out here in Redding, California. One of the most beautiful sounds in the world, and especially in sports, is that crack of the wooden bat.
I know they haven't announced it yet,
So runners at second and third. Here in the bottom of the third for Andrew Mora. Now all of a sudden, the tying run at the plate for the Colt 45s. Of course, last night, Andrew Mora with that dinger. Huge cut and miss here. For strike one, looking to tie the ball game in one fell swoop. Wide open stance for the left-hand hitter. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, misses a one ball long strike. Leon ready, screening over his glove. Runners at second and third. Two runners in scoring position. The 445 is down by three here in the bottom of the third. The 1-1. Breaking ball floats in there for call strike two. Now one ball and two strikes on Andrew Mora. Steps back into the box. Runners take their leads from second and third. Here with two outs in the bottom of the third, 3-0, tying run at the plate in Andrew Mora. Here's the 1-2 delivery with two outs from Leon. Breaking ball, check swing. Ring him up, strike three called. Mora disagrees with it as the Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score. No runs on one hit. They leave a pair stranded.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. When you need to help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 542-232 today.
When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit ReadingHeatingAndAir.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field. And a full one count now on Anthony Rael. Struck out screen. First time up, back in the second. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here in the top of the fourth inning. A 3-0 ball game. The 445s have left four stranded. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Rael down on strikes. Bring up Luke Miramontes. Four.
Sandy
has a 0. Luke, left-hand hitter. But the even stance. And check swing appeal third. And the answer is no. We cannot go around. So one ball, no strikes. This one just misses off the plate outside. So ball two. Two balls and no strikes. One out, nobody on. Here's a 2-0 from the righty Lucas Pettingill, the Nevada native. Overton, Nevada. Here's back. There's a fastball right on the outside corner at the knee. Just moves it off. Two balls and one strike. Pettingill working from that middle part of the red line, a little bit off the third base side. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Almost tried to hold up. Looked like Luke Miramontes hesitated mid-swing and then decided to just throw the barrel at it. Ended up coming up empty. Now the 2-2. This is up and away. That will fill the count up with three balls and two strikes. Pettingill comes set. Chavez sets up away. Foul tipped back to the screen. Staying alive. Just barely is near Montes. Mm-hmm.
Rico might have been off the umpire. I'm not even sure, actually. All ball. A couple pitches ago. Now coming set again is Kettingill. Kicks and deals. Payoff. So a ground ball toward the second baseman, Carroll, gobbled up. Flips the first in time for the 4-3. And out number two, that'll bring up Robert Williams, the left fielder. Digging in from the right side. He struck out swinging his first time up on an 0-2 pitch. Out there patrolling left field tonight for the Watsonville Aggies. First pitch swinging, hits this one toward right center, giving Chase's Chiarito playable for him, and he'll settle underneath it in the right center gap. It is retired. Watsonville Aggies go 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, nobody left. After 3.5, Watsonville Aggies lead by a score of 3-0. Right here in Reading. Visit readingheatingair.com or call 303-523-1313. See what I did? Do you hear it? Yeah. Can you hear what I did?
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer them...
I'm almost 50 years old.
The best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Conklin, Bowen Jr., and Carroll to lead things off here. They're two up, facing off against Adrian Leone. Breaking ball misses low and away for ball one.
He got the bottom of 4 feet for 4 tries. Pilsen, number 16, Pilsen, Conklin.
Shortstop, Preston Conklin. Here's the 1-0. The foul back up and over the screen. To even the count up at one ball and one thug. Now the 1-1 from Adrian Leon. Here in a 3-0 ball game that Watsonville leads. This is low with a breaking ball. Almost got Conklin to go around on it, commit to it. Here's a 2-1. It says low for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Preston Conklin, the shortstop, who grounded out to first, his only time up tonight. Lots of lefties in the lineup tonight. For the 45, serves the 3-1 to the right-hand hitter, fouls it off, cameras in the foul territory to fill the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now with the new baseball going for a little stroll, is Leon. Now Reddy's. Here's the payoff. With nobody out. Swing! And a miss. Got him to chase the high cheddar. Foul tipped it actually into the glove and held on by Rael. Just barely. That is out number one. That'll bring up Patrick Bowen Jr., the designated hitter, who was hit by a pitch. His first time up tonight. His only time up tonight. On the first pitch that he saw. Just right into the front thigh for the left-hand hitter. First pitch misses for ball one. Here's a 1-0 to the left-hand hitter, deep in the box with the open stance, lays off the breaking ball up high for ball two. Two and oh. Lines and deals. Leon reached for it, poked into center field for a base hit. Bowen will take a wide turn at first, and he is aboard. Trying to get the offense going. It's not too hot tonight, which, again, is a reminder of tonight's sponsor of the game, Wedding Heating Air. If you're too hot this summer, stay cool. Fast AC repairs, 24/7. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, with the runner on first. Being held on by Wilson. Stretch Leon winds and deals. Mark and Denny Carroll showing front, pulling it back, but it doesn't matter. Called strike one to the 45, the second baseman. Leon checks a runner at first. About 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. So 0-1, showing bunt again. Pops it up back toward the crowd and almost into the hands of Gage Hoyle over there. Taking in a ball game with one of his former teammates, Dominic Folks, both playing at Simpson University in the last couple of years. Got to call games for them. And at Simpson University is the play-by-play broadcaster and then now director of broadcasting while I pursue my MBA. Here's the 0-2. Mark Anthony Carroll, wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Throw back to first, diving back in plenty of time is Bowen Jr. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Line shot foul out of play. Way beyond the dugout. Late on that pitch. Scam holds it. No balls and two strikes. Checking the runner at first is Leon. Now Reddy's from the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals a breaking ball. This is low. Just a bit inside. One ball and two strikes on Mark Anthony Carroll here in a 3-0 ball game that Watsonville leads in the bottom half of the fourth. Leon comes set, kicks, deals the 1-2 pitch with a runner on first. Aggies looking for two. Up the middle, walks upstairs, back pick down to first base, throw down, tag a fly, not in time. Bowen Jr. diving back safely, throw right on the money. The catcher, Anthony Israel. Out comes the 2-2. With nobody out, with one out rather, here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-2 as Leon comes set, kicks, steals out of the stretch. This is low and away, smothered by Rael, the backstop gliding to his right. And the count means three balls and two strikes with one out. And the runner on first. Here's the payoff. Runner goes, misses inside, no throw down. It's Mark Anthony Carroll. will work the walk, and some commotion on the base paths now. Two runners aboard with only one out. Aggies are a double play away. Getting out of the jam. Now it's Arthur Chavez to the plate. Arthur Chavez. Cade looking his first time up. Wide open stance. Here's the first pitch to him from Leon. Misses low, off the foot rather, and he will take first base on the hit by pitch. So some command issues here in the bottom of the fourth in the 3-0 ball game. Now the bases are loaded for Timmy Ayers, who struck out looking his first time up tonight. We get Tyler Zanizer as a courtesy runner out there for Chavez. Zanizer, of course, played last year with the 45s, the Palisadro native. So he'll be the courtesy runner for the catcher. Run. The right fielder with the bases loaded, the corner's playing in on the infield grass. Middle infielders shaded just a bit up the middle at medium breadth. This one's fouled up almost off the right post to the over to it. Back behind us. Strike one. Balls in one strike. In the outfield shifted a couple of steps in as well. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball reach for swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2. Look at his third base coach. And Reddy's taps the foot with bat. Ayers ready. Down in the count. Two misses way up and then leaning away from it. One ball and two strikes. Leon peering over his glove. Now Reddy's out of the stretch in the corner infielders playing on the grass. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses up and away to even account for two balls and strikes. With one out, the Aggies just looking for two. Hopefully get out of the jam. They do have a force at home. If anything hit the infield, so they can gun down the lead runner. They have a force at every base, of course, with bases loaded. 445 is looking to break this game wide open if they can. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning of the 3-0 ball game. Now the 2-2 from Adrian Leon. Pass ball just a bit upstairs. Over the high. As the count fills at three balls and two strikes. Some command issues here in the fourth for Adrian Leon. A second trip through the back half of the order. Here's the payoff. Out of a stretch. Swing! And foul tipped, held on by the catcher Rael. And that is out number two. A couple of K's in the inning. We'll bring up the top of the order for D'Amico Parker. Face off against Adrian Leon. This is loaded. Leon hit on the screws back to first and then walks and left him up before you're stranded to third base. The Colt 45s have already stranded four players aboard. He's the first pitch of the right hand hitting Parker. Breaking ball goes off the hand of Parker. He will take first base.
See if it's a board. The easy way. What a painful. Where's the 445? Finally. Scratch one across as the bases will stay loaded. Now, Ken Nakagawa is going to go out to the mound and chat things up with his starting pitcher. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a short little break in the action. They gather the full infield in. Bases loaded. Two outs. Swinging strikeout to Conklin. Bowen Jr. singled. Keep up to second base. Then a walk to Carroll. Hit by pitch to Chavez. Of course, Anheuser was the courtesy runner. And then Tobico Parker with the hit by pitch. Shifted everybody up 90 feet. So Bowen Jr. came in to score. Carroll moved on over to third. Anheuser at second base, courtesy runner. Then Parker at first as the team on the mound is now broken up. Braden Chirito up to the plate. He's grounded out and popped out to right. Left hand hitter socks up high. It's a pitch from beyond as a ground ball for the shortstop, sliding to his left. Flip the short way to second base, and the Aggies get out of the jam with minimal damage. They roll up the ground ball, and the side is retired, but the Colt 45s get one. They are down by a score of 3-1 through four complete. You're on KCNR Shasta Redding tonight. The game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, 24/7 emergency service.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your...
And welcome back to Tiger Field. Cliff Hava draws a walk to open things up here with the new pitcher on in relief for your Reading Colt 45s, Nate Sheriff out of San Marcos, California. The lefty, 6'1", 175. Taking over for Pettingill, who went four innings, four hit, three-run baseball, walked one, and struck out six. His next pitch misses low and in for ball one. The pickoff of Tim Donner to first was not in time. This is taken right to the heart for called strike one. Southpaw kicks, feels on the inside corner again for strike two. One ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Mora holding on the runner at first. They pop it back down to first base. Throw down, tag it fly. Not in time. Really close over there at first base. Great throw by Chavez down there. Almost nabbed the runner. This one's a line shot just off the glove of Moore in the right field for a base hit. Over toward foul territory, the right fielder Ayers throws it in, but moving up to third and holding there is Leah Pava. Charlie Kawada right on the screws. Moore just almost nabbed it with his leather. Just couldn't quite get it. It's a clean single for Kawada as Imani Wilson will step to the plate. Right-hand hitter, Imani Wilson. Go back to first, not in time. Having set is the southpaw. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. Runner goes. Huge jump. Throw down to second base on a hop. Tag applied. Not in time. Stumbling over the runner after the tag was applied. Kawada in safely. Conklin stumbling over himself. Over Kawada, rather. That puts two runners in scoring position now as Watsonville has just been applying the pressure to the Colt 45s tonight. Here's the 0-1 delivery after that was taken for a strike. Chopped with the third baseman. Foul! Diving play, but couldn't quite get to it. Was Caballero. In foul territory. Sensational effort back behind the third base bag. Now no balls and two strikes on Imani Wilson. Open stance, rather wide during that right-hand batter's box. Chavez sets up away. The 0-2, breaking ball off the plate outside. Moore, the first baseman, in on the infield grass. About even with the bag.
about a step off the infield grass in between the bag depth and the infield grass. Lefty first baseman. Here's the 1-2. Swing, and it's got him to chase one down low. Actually got a piece of it held on by Chavez for the strikeout, and that is out number one. I'll bring up Caden Smith, who singled and been hit by a pitch, as Bob Anderson is going to go out to the mound, gathering the whole infield with runners at second and third. This meeting on the mound. It's just another reminder of tonight's sponsor of the game, Breading Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-223-1332 today. If you have any issues with your heating or air system, we have a bunch of HVAC pros right here in Reading and some of the surrounding areas. Caden Smith will face off against the lefty Sheriff. First tonight for the Colt 45s. Sheriff taking over for Pettigill. The win. 4-3 run baseball. Adrian Leone of the Watsonville Aggies still cruising along. No action out in the bullpen. The Colt 45s have some action out in their bullpen, though. This one is taken for a strike. Now the southpaw kick steals to the right and hitting Smith. Breaking ball misses wide. It's Jacob Lindell out there getting loose in the 45 pen. Way down there in left field. One ball and one strike to Caden Smith. Here's the 1-1. This is low, picked by Chavez, gliding to his left. Fantastic job by the backstop. Two balls and one strike to the designated hitter for the Watsonville Aggies, looking to even up this weekend series against the Colt 45s, who took game one yesterday by a score of 13-4. The 2-1 misses low. Ball three. It'll be a warmer day at the ballpark tomorrow with a high of 86 degrees and a high of about 80 today. By the time I got to the ballpark around an hour and a half before first pitch, it was a beautiful night for baseball. No boots, clear blue skies overhead, not too hot, not too cold. Here's 3-1. Foul tip off of the mask of catcher Scott, off the home plate umpire. He's going to go slip this baseball to the pitcher and take a little bit of a saunter himself. Now Bills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just going to shake that one off a little bit. Three and two with 2 outs. Coming set. Kicks and deals. Right there on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Smith down. Look at it. It's another backward K tonight. But a handful of them on both sides. A total of about 6. All called by home plate umpire Cam Wright. Here in this 3-1 ball game. In the top half of the 5th. Runners at 2nd and 3rd for the Watsonville Aggies, who lead by 2 with 2 outs, and they have 2 runners in scoring position for Noah Pang, the right-hand hitter, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Watches a fastball just miss up and away for ball 1. One ball and no strikes. I said kick steals. Breaking ball on the inside corner. To even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. with two outs.